AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Deep in our hearts, there's a lot of pain.
The Miami Marlins have lost their ace pitcher. Jose Fernandez and two others were killed in a boating accident overnight in Miami Beach.
It does appear that speed was involved due to the impact and the severity of it. It does appear to be that they were coming at full speed.
Lorenzo Velez with Florida Fish and Wildlife says Fernandez was not wearing a life vest. He was 24. Teammate Martin Prado says Fernandez had told a teammate he was on top of his game.
The last game that he pitched against the Nationals was his best game he ever pitched, and now he's gone.
Fernandez tried to defect from Cuba at least three times, landing in jail after one of those unsuccessful tries. Before eventually getting to the U.S., he became a citizen just last year. In Charlotte today, the Carolina Panthers are hosting the Minnesota Vikings, and protesters are around Bank of America Stadium. They're protesting the shooting death by police of Keith Scott in Charlotte. A makeshift memorial is in place at the area where Scott was killed. Jennifer Flowers will not be at tomorrow night's presidential debate.
Donald Trump's running mate Mike Pence tells Fox News Sunday Trump's tweet that he would invite Flowers follows word of a Clinton invitation to Trump critic and fellow billionaire reality TV host Mark Cuban.
Hillary Clinton apparently thinks this is an episode of Shark Tank, but this is America.
Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook tells ABC's This Week Trump's tweet seems to have been an effort to distract the public.
He's very experienced at providing television entertainment. The presidency is not about entertainment.
Flowers claimed that she had a lengthy affair with Bill Clinton when he was governor of Arkansas, nearly derailed his presidential bid in 1992. I'm Tim McGuire.
Supplies have arrived to four besieged towns in Syria. This is AP Radio News. Police in London say a man has been arrested, suspected of hacking the iCloud account of Pippa Middleton, the sister of the Duchess of Cambridge.
The popular UK newspaper The Sun said it was contacted by a purported hacker who was looking to sell the images for a minimum of £50,000, approximately $65,000. On an encrypted messaging service, the alleged hacker sent sample photos and also claimed to possess informal photos of Pippa's sister Kate with her children Princess Charlotte and Prince George. The Metropolitan Police say the man is currently in custody and being questioned. Karen Chapman, London.
Charles Osgood said goodbye today as the host of CBS's Sunday Morning after 22 years. Osgood will continue his daily show on CBS Radio. Replacing Charles Osgood on the TV Sunday morning is Jane Pauley, the former co-host of NBC's Today Show. She's been a contributor on CBS since 2014. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.